I think I want to speak to your aunt today. Don't give up. Turn to somebody and say, don't give up. Hallelujah. My friend, say, turn to him. Say, my friend, please don't give up. Tell him, tell that person how much with compassion. Say, please don't give up. Turn to your next neighbor and say, please don't give up. Please don't give up. Hallelujah. I want to share with you that I had a different message. I spent time in his presence last night, and God gave me a message. But while I was in the service, he shifted the message for the young people today. Amen? Because he wants you to know that in your challenge and in your difficult times, in your storms, and what you're going through in your schooling, or you're going through with your peers, or you're going through with your parents, or you're going through, he wants me to tell you today, don't give up. It may look dark. Hallelujah. It may look hard, but I want to tell you, sometimes you don't feel like coming to church. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, you feel like I don't want to do nothing for God. But I come to tell you, he has a purpose, come on, for your life. He has a purpose. He knows you by name. Hallelujah. So turn to your neighbor again and say, don't give up. Come on, say it loud and clear. I found an amazing story of Jack Mays. He is the richest man in Asia. He's worth about $39 billion, hallelujah, and runs one of the greatest company in China. But he wasn't a genius, young people, who instantly created his amazing company. He wasn't a genius. He faced rejection for his whole life. He applied for 30 different jobs, including the police and KFC, the police department and KFC, and was rejected. In addition, he applied and got denied for 10 different times from Harvard. So he applied to Harvard and they denied him 10 times. But after discovering the internet, In the midst of the 90s, he understood the possibilities that existed. He went on to create several companies despite all the rejection he had previously faced. How many have been faced with rejection? Hallelujah. Some of us may have faced, hallelujah, hallelujah, rejection sometime in your life. By a friend, or maybe by a neighbor, by your mom or dad, but we have sometime in our life have faced rejection. So this young man, hallelujah, was rejected, hallelujah. He was rejected, and he had that he faced. Sorry about that. Jack kept on going, built an incredible business, and impact millions of lives every day. So I want to tell you today, just like Jack, many of us have faced difficulties and challenges. I have applied to several jobs and I didn't get it and I felt down and out. But I come to tell you that, hallelujah, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly that we can ever ask or think. We are not a loser, but we are a winner in God. In due time, God will make a way out of no way for you. Come on now. Do you believe God today that he is a force? Hallelujah. And he will bring us through. So he said, don't give up. Hallelujah. This man of God, this man didn't give up at all. He persevered. He pushed through. He wasn't saved. He wasn't reading his Bible. Come on now. He wasn't in prayer. Hallelujah. But he knew the possibilities of pushing forward and never give up. Amen. The possibilities is endless, young people. Hallelujah for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you always hear this wonderful word, don't give up. This is a statement that we always say to a friend, you know what? I failed on my test. But you said to them, don't give up. You're going to get through it. Hallelujah. Somebody may be going through challenging times and you turn around and you said, you know what? Don't give up. The end, hallelujah, is not yet. Hallelujah. And you heard it many times. Hallelujah. And you can see why this quote, hallelujah, 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 is so fitting, because giving up is so easy, but finishing a goal is hard, young people. How many have tried several things, but they have found that it was hard and they put it away? Hallelujah. My pretty daughter said, yes, I've been there. Hallelujah. And you put it away because it was hard. And you said, you know what, I'm going to go back to it. And several times you go back, but it was challenging. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you that the enemy comes and he whispers something in your ear. He whispers doubt. But I come to tell you, Monday Kesata, that you are victorious in God. Say, I'm victorious. Turn to somebody. Say, I'm victorious. I'm victorious. He has a way of whispering doubt to the young people. At our weakest point in our life is when we realize the enemy whispers doubt. Hallelujah. In a time of vulnerability. Hallelujah. In the darkest moments, the enemy would show up, young people. But I come to tell you that in the darkest moment, God is a light. Come on now. Shining through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you just worship God with me? Hallelujah. Young people, you've seen, and I don't know how many of you have read chapter 4, hallelujah, of Mark, when the devil, after days of fasting, 40 days of fasting, he went, hallelujah, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, it is in your weakest hour the devil will come to whisper doubt. It's when, see, Jesus was hungry after 40 days. Could you imagine not fasting, young people? You would pass out. Fasting for 40 days, you would pass out. Amen. You want food. Hallelujah. But here, the devil came and whispered, hallelujah, and tried to bring down Jesus, hallelujah. And he tries, hallelujah, to overcome Jesus. Let me tell you, it is so difficult at times, hallelujah. Say, it's difficult at times. It's difficult, hallelujah. So the devil tempted Jesus. But guess what? Jesus used the word, hallelujah, against the enemy. Young people, the only thing we have is the word. We have nothing else. Our friends will fail us. Our whole God, our husband fail us. But I come to tell you that there is a greater, hallelujah, person that will never let you down. And his name is Jesus. So you may be faced with many obstacles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan will come to try to abort your purpose. Hallelujah. Abort your destiny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hope may set in. Hallelujah. 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 Say hallelujah with me. Come on. Hallelujah. I feel God in this place. Hallelujah. Anything that is important to you, the devil will come against. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to terminate the purpose that you have. Hallelujah. That God has in you. Because of discouragement and life circumstances, many great men and women die without fulfilling their purpose. Hallelujah. So many people have gone to the grave. Hallelujah. Because of doubt and fear. Hallelujah. And they have never fulfilled their purpose. Turn to somebody and says, I will my purpose. Mande kasata. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our purpose is the essence of who we are. It defines us. It gives us hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to first believe. Hallelujah. And you receive that it is so. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Jesus is the great master planner. Hallelujah. How many can testify? He's the master planner of our lives. I want to tell you a story, and I don't know how many of you, hallelujah, have read Nehemiah. Nehemiah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can turn to Nehemiah 1:3-4, and we'll go through it quickly. I won't take long, hallelujah. I don't plan to be here, hallelujah. So the walls of Jerusalem was broken down and the gates have been burnt. And Nehemiah grieved and was moved in his spirit to rebuild the walls. And Nehemiah wept and prayed, confessing his sins, hallelujah, of Israel. Hallelujah. And so Nehemiah prayed and asked God to grant him favor, hallelujah, to go on this journey. So Nehemiah, hallelujah, seek God's favor and guidance, allowing the Father to be, hallelujah, allowing our Father to be a part of the journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nehemiah invited God, hallelujah, and used him to save a city. Can I tell you, young people, you can save a city. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, you can take a city. Sometimes it only takes one to take a city. Hallelujah. 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 And if your purpose in your heart that you want to win somebody in your school, hallelujah, to Christ, you can. You just got to believe God. Hallelujah. You can do it, young people. You don't have to be ashamed, because God is not ashamed of you. Come on. He loves you, and he's working his purpose out in you. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. God loves you. He's fighting for you. I know it's difficult at times. Young people, when we come to church and bishop and all the pastors or maybe our parents, hallelujah, is telling you about this God you have never seen. Because we love to see, hallelujah, we love to, what would I say, see physically. We our eyes just desire to see physical. But we are now in the unknown. We're talking about a spirit. And it's hard to be in a relationship with somebody you don't see. He's saying yes. And so when you go down on your knees, oftentimes you're praying and you're wondering, is there a God? Hallelujah. I have a friend that called me the other day, and she said to me, you know what? I'm worried about my children. Hallelujah. I'm worried about their salvation. I don't know what to say to them, because there's so much different things going on, different denominations. Hallelujah. There's so many, hallelujah, churches, and we get confused. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you that the only person name you can call on, hallelujah, that you may have salvation is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't call on Selassie, and you can't call on Buddha or Muhammad. Hallelujah. But there is a God, hallelujah, that loves you. And it may be difficult, but I come to share with you that even though you don't see him, he's in your heart. He's in your heart. And one day, we are going to be with him. Come on. We're going to see him face to face. Come on. We're going to see him face to face. There's a day when we shall behold him. We shall behold him. Hallelujah. So while you can't see him now, there's a day when he shall appear. Hallelujah. He shall appear in the clouds. And the Bible said we shall behold him. Meaning we asunder. But hear what? While Nehemiah was building the wall, there was two men by the name of Sanballat and Tobias. They were the enemy. Can I tell you something? You will come against naysayers and enemies on the school or on your job. And just like Nehemiah, he didn't give up. So I implore you, young people, I want you to press forth to the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have some great assignments and you don't know how you're going to do it. But if you endure and if you persevere, you shall come forth. Come on now. Put your hands together for the Lord. So these two enemies, hallelujah, these naysayers came against Nehemiah. Nehemiah had a purpose to build the wall. Hallelujah. It was assignment from God. When you get an assignment, I want you to know that you need to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fulfill this assignment. Because if you don't, what will happen is you may take a long road around, but you're going to come back to this assignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God has never lost a battle. He has never lost. If he has a purpose for you, it shall come forth, young man, young woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So when Nehemiah got the message, he didn't tell anybody. Hallelujah. Sometimes God puts something in our heart and we chat too much. Hallelujah. And the naysayer them, hallelujah, will, hallelujah, use it against us. The enemy only use what we say out of our mouth. And then the enemy, hallelujah, begin to use it, hallelujah, against you, hallelujah. And by time you know it, you're discouraged. You don't want to do this thing anymore. You begin to see yourself saying, what was I thinking? There's a spirit of discouragement. And I come to tell you, young people, the spirit of discouragement is witchcraft. The enemy will witchcraft you. Witchcraft. How many know that discouragement, despair, hallelujah, depression, hallelujah, is a spirit of witchcraft? It comes to hinder you from the purpose of God. And so you got to pray heavily on your knees against these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. It comes to hinder you from having a personal encounter. It comes to hinder you from being filled up in God. It comes to hinder us, hallelujah, hallelujah, from having a deep relationship with God. Hallelujah. It keeps us discouraged and despair. I used to think when my daughters used to come to me and say, I'm discouraged. I used to say, well, you have to be discouraged. I feed you. I put roof over your head. You don't have to, hallelujah, pay for anything. But one day, the Lord spoke to me that they can be discouraged. They go through challenges at school. Peer pressure is one of the biggest. A matter of fact, there's so much bullying, even on the school premises. And a lot of people do not share it. And a lot of people end up committing suicide. A lot of young people, because they don't know how to share this message. Hallelujah. With anyone, not even their mom. And it hurts. I used to, there's this one girl in my school. When I was much younger, when I was in elementary, she always pees herself. It was a disabled thing she has, hallelujah. But guess what? No one would hang around with her. People would say, she has the cooties. And she would walk around, she would walk home by herself. I don't know, I think I was saved from I was about 5. Because I just felt the heart of this little girl. And anyways, she was walking home and I said, can I walk with you? She said, you want to walk with me? Because she felt unworthy. So much things have been spoken and she got discouraged. People have pointed fingers at her and she was discouraged. And she felt unworthy. So when I went, I said, can I walk home? She said, me, and I walk home with her. And the next morning, I went and knocked on her door because she used to live in our community. And I said to her, listen, I will walk with you to school. And guess what? My friends embraced her as a friend. Sometimes it just takes one person to do the right thing.
That's right. Come on now.
And then we'll begin to see a shift. But you're going to be like the others that point finger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God wants to turn it around for you. God wants to make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so Satan was adamant at opposing this assignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so Satan would dampen a believer's life. Let me tell you, I ain't telling you it's easy to sit here as young people when you could be home on your tablets. Or you could be home listening to your music or hanging out with your friends. Hallelujah. You feel like, oh my God, I have to go to church. But let me tell you something. God is setting you up for greatness. Even in the unknown, God is working things out for you. Even when you don't understand, he's fighting for you. Ah, yendo kosata, mende kasata. Say thank you, Jesus, right here. Thank you for fighting for me. Come on, raise your hand and say thank you, Lord, for fighting for me. It's not easy. Hallelujah. You know what? I don't even want to stay long today. But I'm going to come down a little bit and I want to share you my testimony. When I first got saved at the age of 15, I accepted Christ in my life. And some of my siblings would make fun of me. This is truth. They would say, why are you going to church? You're so young. They would say, come, let's go to the clubs. My God, they would say, don't go to church today. They would, hallelujah, tell me things that was fun that I would say, I'm going to come. There was one particular cousin, and I had to write this down because it's been many years, and this one particular cousin would say to me, you're too young to be committed. Going to church twice on Sundays. I used to love night service, morning service. I used to be in youth all the time. And she would say, you're too young for this. But I wanted to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Even though it was tough, I wanted to live for Jesus. And around me, there was so much pressure. Young people, I'm telling you, I'm talking to you right now. And I remember the age of 15, how difficult it was. There was times I would cry in my closet and I said, God, I want to serve you, but I can't handle the pressure. me because there was nobody there for me. They would mock me. And everybody knows I have 7 siblings. We're not even that close, but hallelujah. And I have cousins, hallelujah. I'm not the cousins that's actually here. I want to tell you, it's not the cousins that's in church here. Praise the name of Jesus. But I'm actually crying because it was pressure. But I wanted to serve God. And after a while, I got discouraged. I found myself hiding and I didn't attend church anymore. I decided that I was going to stop serving God because I love to go into the house of God. Hallelujah. And I found myself saying, what's the use? And I found myself crying to the Lord. Now I'm hanging around with friends. I start going to the nightclub with my friends and my family. I start bleaching with my friends. I start drinking. I started to drink, hallelujah, alcohol. I wasn't a big drinker, but I used to drink because, you know what I said, what's the use? Here is the naysayer. Here is the Sanballat and Tobias that will come to discourage you in your path and your journey with God. And I come to tell you, young people, this, I come to tell you this story so you understand the same tactics that the enemy used with me at 15, he will use to this generation. There's nothing new under the sun. So you've got to be careful, hallelujah, of your association. You want to hang around people that lift you up, people that will keep the fire, people that will encourage you to walk with God, that says, come, I will go with you. Oh my God. And here I am drinking now. I begin to compromise my walk. And at the age of 17, so at 15, 16, I was kind of hiding, still going to church and going. But guess what? At the age of 17, I decided I don't want to play church. I'm leaving, period. This is truth. Hallelujah. So I left church. My walk with God went downhill. I started to date guys. Isn't that the thing that women do? We start dating. Hallelujah. Life now changes. The desire of God has left me. Can I tell you, when God is in your heart and you do not continue to pray and read and walk in Him, you will dim. The light will dim. The light is burning out. And some of us young people, I want to share with you today that if we don't continue this journey, the enemy has a plan 2 months ahead for you. And I want to tell you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the enemy's plan is aborted right now in the name of Jesus. So, I backslidden. I wasn't baptized at that time. At that time, I just gave my heart to the Lord. But I had no desire. I entered a danger zone. Turn to somebody. Don't enter the danger zone. I begin to make wrong choices. Wrong decisions. I wanted to go back to God, but I didn't know how. Because things got kind of fiery outside. Hallelujah. We think that everything is going to be good when we actually get out there. But guess what? The enemy is setting up for us. Not true, man of God. Hallelujah. Setting up for us. And I, for some reason, My sister said to me, you know what? Let's go to this nightclub. Me don't know if anybody know the nightclub that was on Jane Street. I can't remember. Applause or something like this. And is it Applause? My cousin says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This nightclub. I'm a trace to the nine, you know. I decided I come out of church and now me I'm going to look good. Hallelujah. So I dress up and I go, hallelujah, into this nightclub. And she brought a couple friends and we're sitting at this table. And while I was there, I hear the voice of God said, if I come back, where would you spend eternity? I began to shake in my boots. Hallelujah. It was a still small voice, but it ministered to me. It reached my heart and I began to shake. Hallelujah. Because the voice was so clear, but it convict. When conviction comes, change will come. And I said to my sister, she says, what's wrong with you? She said, what's wrong with you? I said, I heard the voice of God. She said, let me tell you how the devil's strong. The devil said, come now, make we go dance on the dance floor. Listen, remember now, she's not safe. So we got to expect that. That she will not understand where I am. And a lot of people will not understand where you are. Hallelujah. When it comes to God. And so, well, I went, I followed. Listen to how me just love follow. I went on the dance floor. And while I was there, I'm thinking about what Jesus said, but I'm still dancing. And the music hot, you know. The music sweet. And me a dance. Bishop is laughing at me today. And the music sweet and I'm dancing. How many know that ungodly music sweet? Yes. If it never sweet, you wouldn't be at home on your iPad on it. Listening to Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yes. Not you. Yes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah, it's sweet to the ears because music in that form is witchcraft. Come on, I'm coming again. And so it's created to keep us in bondage. And so I'm on the dance floor. I'm dancing. And I feel so convicted. I feel hurt in my spirit. I feel like something came. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I went home, and another night, I didn't do anything about this voice that spoke to me, and another night again, I was in my bed, I went over my cousin's house to sleep, and while I'm sleeping, the bed, I had a dream that fire took the bed, but it was only my side that was burning. And I'm crying, when some wake up, I'm burning to death, I'm burning. And guess what? She didn't wake up. And that morning, I woke up and I realized that God was speaking to me. Remember, you know that you're convicted, but we don't always do everything we're told or everything that God said. We don't often. I'll tell you something. You will get a message today. And only, hallelujah, maybe only 2% walk away doing something about it. 98% is going to set you up. Hallelujah. Another message came. Hallelujah. But I realized that God was speaking to me. I felt the unction of the Holy Spirit came and rest upon me. And right then, hallelujah, I was still convicted. But how many know that sometimes, let me tell you something, you want God sometimes, but, and you want to do the right thing, but evil presents itself. How many wants to do the right thing? You're thinking, oh my God, I should do the right thing. But I actually don't. I should say the right thing. I shouldn't lie. But when an opportunity comes, we still do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I didn't actually went back to the Lord again. I stayed out. And I got pregnant with Janelle at the age of 26. And a friend says, I want to invite you to church. And I walked into the church. And I felt the presence of God overtake me. And the Holy Spirit descended. And I surrendered my life to Him. And from there, that's when I understand the danger in allowing people to choose our destiny. The danger in allowing people to speak into our lives and that cause discouragement and despair. And so I gave my heart to the Lord. I returned back to the Lord and I followed Him. My question to you today, will you make God first in your life? If you don't, the world will make a decision for you. And I want you to know, if you're not following God, you're following the devil. Hallelujah. You automatically follow the devil. You have no choice because you have never chosen God to be first in your life. It's difficult and it's challenging. And I never come here to tell you that it isn't easy. But hear what? My experience is not your experience. And you don't have to walk the path. Because after I gave my life 26 years ago, I've never looked back. And some people, hallelujah, may have given their heart to the Lord. And it's challenging. And life comes and deter us from the path. But young people, my journey is not yours. And it's not going to be easy. But I'll tell you that the enemy is setting up some traps, some detonators, some power base to destroy you. And the best way that you can deter from the power base of destruction is to give yourself totally to God. I'm not saying trouble won't come. I'm not saying that you won't have challenges, but I tell you that Jesus will carry you through. And so I shared my experience with you to give you an heads up of what is out there and how dangerous. My daughter showed me an interview a couple days ago. And while I'm watching this interview, I felt the Spirit of God. This woman was interviewing a witch. And what she said was, the interviewer said, how do you know that you were to, is that what you were chosen to do? She said, it was in my bloodline. And there's some things in our bloodline that's set up in our generation to bring me down. That's right. Hallelujah. And so she said something. She said, my mother and my grandma were witches. And what she said was, here's what she said. She said, I they realized I had the gift. And so they began to help me to work this gift. And she said it's called, what she does is called root work. And so celebrities will come to her. Hallelujah. If they want to make money, they will come to her. And she made millions. She's now a millionaire for conjuring up and working witchcraft to make these celebrities rich. And so I'll give you an example. She says she's the best at money. That's her gift. She knows how to get money for these celebrities. I said it right. Amen. And so she said she would spend hours. Sometimes they would fly her out to different places and pay her $10,000 and $100,000 and all sorts of heavy money so that they can get. And she said that some people would come and say, I want Chris Brown. I want Chris Brown to fall in love with me. I'm just showing you that the unseen realm is so real. And there's so many different witchcraft and things that are in our bloodline that comes to deter us. And so let me tell you something. They would come and say, oh, I want Chris Brown to fall in love with me. And so guess what? She would spend hours conjuring up and going through different witchcraft. Hallelujah. So can I tell you something? Let me tell you something. I know that the satanic church is moving fast. I know that there are people out there that wants to bring you down. Hallelujah. They will fight against the Christians. They will fight against people of purpose. But I come to share with you today. Hallelujah. I want you to press on with Jesus. Oh God, I feel the glory of God. I want you to choose Jesus. I want you to choose God. And so Nehemiah went out, and with his determination, he was able to build the city, the walls, in spite of the opposition. And so guess what? I come to tell you there is opposition. There's going to be opposition. But you're going to press. You're going to press through the opposition. You're going to pray. You're going to consecrate yourself. The best way to stay out of sin is through consecration. A lifestyle of consecration before God. And so I come to tell you. And you can read it, Nehemiah. I want the young people to go home and get that story and understand his determination. I'm coming down. I was actually, I heard a profound message by Dr. Charles Stanley. And he gave us an example of how strongholds come into our lives. I thought this was so profound, and I want to leave this with you, young people. He says that, and if he says, just 1 minute, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to make sure that he was saying that Everything begins with a thought. Everything begins with a thought. Everything. And he said that once you get that thought and you consider it, you know what consideration mean, young people? Like think it over, over and over, flip it here, flip it. You begin to think it over. He said that once you go through that consideration, you develop an attitude. Say attitude. So what's the first one? Thought. Thought. The second one is consideration. And then the third one is an attitude becomes what? An action. Say action. Once you keep doing that same action over and over again, that action becomes a habit. Say habit. All right, let's start from the top. What's the first one? Second, attitude. And the last one, and when it becomes a habit, it has now developed in what? A stronghold. You know what a stronghold is? It's a plan or fortified tower that the enemy builds up to defeat you. And so here's what happened. You have developed a stronghold. You know why it becomes a stronghold? Because you longer have no control over that. There was times you probably had control over it. But at this time, you don't. So a friend says to my cousin here, I want you to try weed. Young people, I want you to try weed. And you say, no, man. But then when she go home, she said, I wonder what that tastes like. I wonder. And she starts considering. Just a Chayam man turns into an attitude. Chayam man, you know, I'm gonna do it. What happens next? It's an action. So she calls the next time. Listen, hold on. It may not be that time, but the next time, your friend says, you know what? You wanna try this? And she says, you know what? Yes, and she starts smoking. Guess what happens? What does it? She does it one time. And she does it what? How much time? And she does it. And what has it become? A what? Say it again. Now guess what? It's now a habit. But because she has the desire and the mindset, you know, I feel like doing it. And she used to think that she had control. But now, guess what? She stopped. And now it's controlling her. She wants it all the time. She now thinks about it. She does it night. She does it day. Hallelujah. So now, guess what? It becomes what? Why is it a stronghold? She can't stop. She can't stop now. And now she needs to be what? Delivered from this stronghold. And so this is what happens where the altar becomes full. Because people are now have strongholds they want to be delivered from. And so the pastors spend time delivering. So it all begins with a thought. So I want to share with you today as I close. When a thought comes, let it go. Can I ask you a question? Let's say we did that in reverse and something good came. Let's reverse the order. Let's talk about a good thought. You will achieve everything that you set your mind to.
Amen.
Amen. You will achieve it because guess what? You have considered it. You put it into action. It's now become a habit. Hallelujah. And now it's a stronghold. You can't stop doing good. Hey! So, if a thought comes, let's let it pass. If something comes on your phone that's not supposed to be on your phone, what do? Let it pass. Because if you keep looking at it, the enemy's going to use that to build a stronghold. So let it pass. I want you to put your hand on your head and say, I decree in the name of Jesus that my mind is whole. My mind is whole. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. I am healed from every deception of the enemy. I come against every plan of darkness. I tear down every barrier that comes to ruin my life. I come against depression. I come against despair. I come against discouragement in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, cover me under the blood. Cover my mind. Hallelujah. Cover my actions. Cover my intentions. Come on. Hallelujah. Give me good motives, God. Say, Lord, I am the head and not the tail. Say, I am a winner, young people. Hallelujah. Put your hand and say, I can make it. With Christ on my side, I can make it. Hallelujah. I know that the enemy right now is working some things against the young people. But I come against it in the name of Jesus. I take territories right now. I come against demonic attack. I come against it in the name of Jesus. You shall live and not die. Come on. Say, I shall live. And declare the word of God. Put your hands up and say, I shall live. We are not prophesying in the atmosphere, young people. I feel it. I feel it. Come on. Prophesy. Say, I'm going to make it. The enemy cannot take my life out. Hallelujah. Before I fulfill my purpose, say it. I can make it. Say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I shall be determined. I shall be successful. I shall walk in victory. Come on, speak. I want you to say it because you are prophesying your destiny. Say, I shall make it. Hallelujah. I shall not be defeated. I shall walk in victory. Come on, we're closing. Come on, raise your hands all over the building. I begin to prophesy. Say, Lord, I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you for covering me. We break strongholds. Come on, break them. Break strongholds. Come on, break strongholds. Whatever stronghold you're suffering with, just come on and break it in the realm of, I feel the pride of the saints. Say, I shall be determined. Come on, young people. I shall endure. I shall have faith. Nothing shall overtake me. I shall make it. Come on, some of the adults should be saying that too. Because strongholds, you have developed some strongholds in your life. Your growth. He has entered your prayer life. He has caused you, hallelujah, to live in a place, hallelujah, of defeat and not success. Come on, you have been discouraged because of your marriage. You have been discouraged. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yakatatanda. Ronda Kosata. Come on, can you praise God? Young people, just raise your hand and begin to thank him. Come on, raise your hands all over the building. Young people, you're not tired. I want you to stand on your feet for a minute. Hallelujah. If you're over the age of 19, hallelujah, hallelujah, you can sit. Oh God, young people, I need you to raise the roof. I want you to forget about your friends for a minute. Forget about these destructive situations. But I want you to praise God. I pray.